Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode contains sensitive material that may not be suitable for all audiences, including themes related to refugee affairs and abortion. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, unless I had welcomed unwanted guests in. I hear them. These are the spirits you mentioned?
Yeah, they feed on regrets, anxieties, and doubts.
They must have attached themselves to you, Shua.
What are you going to do?
I will find a consultation about this matter. A healer, perhaps?
How long would that take?
As long as I need to. But I know you are hurt now. I'll try to be back as soon as possible.
This journey here might have been for nothing.
I must find compassion. I must find a way. Any way. Open your doors to me, guidances of the heart. Show me the enlightened path to salvation and destruction of obstacles. May a light shine. When the shaman arrived, she smelled something like hemp. That's right. If I recall correctly, once upon a time, there was an even more ancient deity for all women and mothers. May your fire be a beacon for the path to wisdom. Allow me to follow the lineages that connect us, the traces of ash and burnt leaves. I'm receiving visions. The image of a hearth fire. Old dirt and elder trees into a clearing in the forest. Darkened day, or is it bright night? The atmosphere is of hemp, the ancient leaf. Why is this figure persisting in my mind now, instead of finding a way to help the shaman? Perhaps it is the way to help Shua. And perhaps it is a way to clear the clouds of judgment in my mind. Very well. Alakisha, prepare a roll of hemp for me. I deeply apologize to all my brethren, Bodhisattvas. But may your light guide me back from whatever journey I must take. Let's see. Am I to actually ingest this, or smoke it? Eat it? I hope the smell doesn't linger here. Upaya. No other means but this.
Be careful with the landing there, eh?
Do I know you? You're so...
familiar? Yes! Yes, I am.
Seriously, I do think I know you. It's just... I can't remember.
First time. No, boy. Listen. I'm a primordial, cosmogonic deity. You know me, but also don't, and blah, blah. It's all a little convoluted.
Sure?
You're one of those people, huh? Finding the hopeless optimism in all living beings? Samantha Batra was exactly like that, and let me tell you, it's not as cute as others think.
Samantha Batra? You wouldn't happen to know the other bodhisattvas.
Honey, I outlive them by several centuries. Yeah. I'm an old lady.
Mago.
Yeah, that's me.
The name just came to me.
You know, it just occurred to me that you are a bodhisattva too. Something about your bright aura. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I literally have millions of children. Hard to keep track, eh? Hold on. Don't tell me. I'll read your mind. Ah, of course. Avalokiteshvara. Wow, look at how much you've grown.
Oh, I am addressed as Guanyin these days.
Oh, interesting choice. Well, that's one thing we deities have in common, hmm? So many names. You know, some people think I was born in this specific place. Oh, they call it Korea nowadays, right? And some think I originated from India. Come on, I existed in a time before humans started putting down imaginary lines and calling them borders. Yuck, I feel. That's why I am so estranged from the universe nowadays.
I have arrived to consult your advice and request your power, Mago.
Please, call me Mother. I am Mother of the Universe. Let's put my title to good use, eh?
Mother.
I read your mind. I am aware of what just happened. Poor young shaman. To have to come to that decision.
Are you able to help cleanse these spirits at all? The ones pursuing her.
I can, but you have as much power, don't you?
It is a complicated situation. My light and cleansing can only heal so much.
You've always had the power to help out humanity. Hearing and seeing all the cries of the world. You even, at one point, split your head into 11 parts. That's some power of the divine.
That's one moment in time I prefer to not recall now.
I don't see why you're so hesitant. Unless you got some kind of conflict with the shaman. Oh, I hit the nail on the head.
It is why I must have you do it. There is conflict.
Why not embrace that? Don't ignore it, nor try to hide it. For the goddess of mercy and compassion, you must already know. The truth, when you see both light and dark, and even realizing that what is light may not be light, what is dark may not be dark, etc., etc. And so, you may wield true compassion.
I understand, but there are still clouds for me. I was hoping your fire, your light, could help shed some clearing for me. But it's just more smoke.
Even if I granted my help to you, that still puts you in conflict with the shaman. She asked you directly. You gave her space and listened to what she had to say. You saw her worsening state with those spirits of regret. She sought you, like a mother in a way. Not me.
But to hear what she did, her actions, the way she...
Abortion. She did the abortion.
Yes. The abortion. Hearing her do that, telling me directly, I couldn't help but remind myself of what I gave up for the world below. My own children to give to others. If she only sought me out first, before making that decision.
That's the tricky part, isn't it? Us deities, enlightened ones, immortals, are blessed with all the time in the world. We can afford to think, to process, to reassure where our values lie with our worshippers, if we still have them. Our mortal counterparts have to experience the cruelty of time's cutthroat edge, the consequences of humanity's ever-changing morals and ethics and beliefs.
Time.
All I can say is she did what she did with what she had. So did her friend. The luxury of choice, of time, it is an illusion to humans, so long as humans are ephemeral beings. Their temporary states feed into the belief and reality that there is no time, no choice. Sad, really. We, as immortals, must consider that.
But what can I actually do to help?
Do what you do best. Look. Listen. Give mercy. Or whatever you deem fit. I know what I would want for my children, but I cannot dictate what you decide. That's what it means to be a mother.
For the world to attain nirvana, the enlightenment, I will do whatever it takes.
Well, I hope you may have some of that enlightenment for yourself, young child.
I must tell her. I must tell Shua what I believe.
Then go!
Go!
Shoo. I'll send you back the way you came.
I must tell her that. I need her to understand.
Save your words for the shaman. Goodbye for now. Avalokiteshvara. And please don't forget to visit me again, okay? You're an interesting one, for sure.
Oh, madam, you arrived back. Did you manage to gather a healer?
Was that the shaman?
It seems her condition was getting worse. The barrier's shackles were loosening, even with my help. She's now trying to perform some kind of trance herself. At this rate, the whole heavenly loft will be brought down.
I shall attend to the shaman.
Sear through the void. Sever the tie that binds. Sever the tie. My spirit is unshakable. I am a mighty bridge.
As light bleeds, erase shadow's form. I am here, child.
Guan Yin.
Shua, my light and warmth has kept these spirits at bay for now. Let us confront the actions of what you did.
Huh?
What is it that you hold in your heart, deep inside? Any feelings that you have yet to uncover from any dark corners?
What? You misunderstand me, Guan Yin. I am not remorseful at all.
You are not?
No. If you think what I did was... I performed that abortion to save my friend's life!
I hear you, spirits, and I see you.
These spirits followed me here from the world below. My soul! I need to seek spiritual asylum from you!
They linger near your firm resolve, like moths to a flame. Shua, the shaman, I must ask you, please reconsider.
What are you saying?
I cannot dictate what you do, but I must ensure the safety of others. In the spiritual realm, when you return to the world below, plant the seed that you may regret what you did, even just a little.
What are you?
That way, the spirits will stop pursuing you. Let go. As a shaman, you appeal to the desires of your clients. You set aside your personal feelings to fulfill the happiness and comfort of others. These spirits are crying. They're using you as a scapegoat for their miseries. Please claim that responsibility. And you and Yeshi may escape from the punishment following you.
Why do you see this as punishment?
As you said, the consequences of the world below have accepted that fact, and it is cruel. But only we may be able to ease it with compassion for.
It doesn't mean the world should stay that way.
I know that despair. I was in conflict when I heard you did the abortion. But I can let go of that for you. I am trying now. For our enlightenment to be met, it is to accept these conflicts. So please, set aside your resolve to save these others.
You have all this divine technology, all this access to the world, but it's like you're still stuck in your own vacuum of reality. Yixing and I don't have the luxury to just escape somewhere else. It would be convenient to conform, but we stay true to what we value. The worth of our lives, our existence on this earth, even if it meant more consequences against us, we would eventually find a place that embraces our value to live our truth. Seeking you out was a mistake. I've decided and made myself clear. I won't give myself up for the easy way out.
Zai, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Upaya! No other way but this.
Shuo! Tell me, Zai. I can't reach you. The tides are severing.
Madam, the heavenly love is falling apart.
Shua!
I sought mercy from you.
Please forgive me for not protecting you. My child. My daughter.
I see you. I hear you.
Do you really? What are you still holding on to? I thought you could hear me. See me.
I...
Madam, the shaman vanished away?
Her body must have called her spirit. Check the world below monitor to see if she is back in.
Madam, are you all right? Madam? You're crying, madam.
I feel... like the day I was born.
Here you go, Miss Chi, your herbal medicine. Remember to take it 3 times a week, at least.
Thank you, Suwa. You are a lifesaver. Praying to God this'll work out for my sleeping habits.
Have a good day, Miss Chi. No gods will listen to your problems these days.
These are white jade leaves. No. No. Perhaps it is black elderberry.
Do you need help with anything? I didn't see you come in.
I was just admiring your collection.
Oh.
This is all very nostalgic. Reminds me of the mountains and riverside.
Not many young customers like yourself take appeal to such concoctions, but I appreciate your interest in them.
I traveled to many places across the world, settling in different towns, experiencing so much of different societies and peoples. My work obligations take me everywhere, you know?
Shall I sample you some of these mixtures?
Sure.
Here, take a waft.
Heavenly.
It can be used as incense, tea...
Hemp! I smell hemp.
Yes, you can smoke hemp too. Only for special use. Upaya.
Upaya.
When you're left with no choice.
You know, I'd reckon these herbs were once used for spiritual purposes.
Can be.
I recognize the way these are prepared. And the tchotchke you have around your store. The mortar and pestle, trinkets, prayer beads. It recalls certain ancient traditions.
Traditions that should have died long ago. I've tempered the formula to have mild enough effects for a simple pain relief.
Oh, like you've muted its effects.
Is there a specific use you want for this herbal medicine?
I want to know more about the world. I recently arrived in the city and have just opened my eyes and ears to the community here. Generations of families, changing tides of structure, migration of ideas.
Migration, indeed. This is one of the last sanctuary cities left standing in the country.
I know. It's unbelievable what humans do to their own people.
It's always been like this.
Yes, but I believe it doesn't have to stay that way.
Heard that one.
Maybe we are so globalized that complete harmony seems impossible. But there is a chance to bridge connections again.
You are hopeful, but too naive to realize the magnitude of how the world works. An unjust, senseless routine of consequence and punishment. I've already lost so much since I arrived in this city, not of my choice. That is the reality of displacement.
It seems the same way as you said before, but you are much more bitter now.
What?
You are lonely here.
Don't pity your elders.
I'm not pitying you. I am seeing how it is.
I don't talk to anybody. Cause and effect. I am just alone by circumstance.
You are hurt, and you still have those wounds untreated.
Why do you sound familiar?
You pretend not to hear anymore, don't you?
Shua.
Shua. Thrown away all of these memorabilia of your home, your past. But you didn't. I don't believe it when you say you think these traditions should have died.
I cannot dive into these trances again. The ties are already severed.
But not lost, are they? Rather, they haven't disappeared.
It would hurt more than help at this point.
It scares you to start again,
What do you know?
Doesn't it?
Who are you, really? You speak like you have had these years and years of experience.
Experience that is never ending. I won't force you to make a decision. And I know apologies are useless at this point. But know that your value to live doesn't have to end up in the small hole-in-the-wall shop, closed doors to the world.
I know it doesn't. But these doors stay shut to others because my spirit is shattered. My body is breaking down. My heart withered 30 years ago when you, Guan Yin...
Shua, it is as I said. I have traveled the world as it is now and seen it for myself in this body, Prama.
You became human. Mortal.
Flesh and blood and bones. It is not the first time I've assumed this kind of form.
So, what have you learned being human this time around?
My memories of past lives are vivid, but the emotions that are carried within such recollections always fade, like the bleaching from the sun on colored walls. So, this time, I am listening. I am watching.
Why come to find me now?
Long ago, you were one of many pathways for humans to seek healing, connection, enlightenment. You were a mighty bridge of strength and hope for others. I admit my foolishness to assume your advocation for the life of others to be arrogant. I am even sadder to see the fire you once had to be dimmed. You are needed in the still suffering world. I leave it up to you to decide if you want to cross over. It doesn't have to meet where I am. I truly don't expect you to want to seek my counsel, and that's fine. I can let that go.
I still believe what I did was right, Guan Yin. I saved Ye Xing.
I know. I hear you.
Do you know if Ye Xing is still... When I returned to my body that day, she was not holding my hand anymore. I have not seen her in years, but I hope she's alive and well now. This feeling is all I can hold on to. The trust that my choice made an impact. Yes. Yes. It has to. It must.
That's the spirit I'd hope you still had, Shua the Shaman. There can be an opportunity for a new beacon to emerge from the ever-perpetual darkness.
Am I still allowed to practice channeling possession after all these years of ignoring them? I was too hurt to return, but it's just been so long. Do I even have permission to do so? Is that...
Perhaps it is worth it to see and hear that there are still others who want to reconnect. All it takes is a dive in. Your choice.
You have been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode is performed by Chloe Ong, Ryako, Karen Lee, Deanna Halls, Brianna Pearl, Callista Wong, and Andrew Kilpa. Episode script by Elizabeth Ung. Dramaturgy by Navi. Sound design and musical composition by Ryako. Directed by Angela Yi. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Madeline Regina, Van Winkle, Jenny Grinnell, Madeline Dorta, and Emma Love. The music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. A special thank you to our Kickstarter supporter, Rebecca Berry, the fairy godparent who made this episode possible with her generous donation. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the final episode in our season. We'll see you soon in the Forest of Feminist Fairy Tales.
I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rain Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.